Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What it is, peace, silly listeners and viewers. Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast, the podcast where we shoot the shit and where we take our silliness seriously. Welcome to the pod. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this over here is DJ Hate Cousin, your audible side piece. That's right. You're on your ones and twos, aren't you?
Yes, yes, constantly.
You're on your verbal ones and twos. I can't believe I forgot that part.
In all ways, shapes, and forms, all right?
Yeah, I made that weird. I can't believe I forgot.
It's okay.
No, man.
It's okay. It's all
right. I understand if you want to cancel this friendship, bro.
I'll consider it. But, we'll keep it steady for now. How's your day been?
It has been a day. The last couple of days at work has been insane. Like, last Friday, they were bunnies live in the studio.
Oh, that's dope.
It was like New Zealand bunnies. They were big as shit. They were about the size of like a house cat. And these bunnies were only 3 months old.
You got to hold a bunny?
Oh, yeah, I did.
That's nice. That's nice.
Really soft. Really cute, man. Really cute. Like, they're adorable as hell.
Aw.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, other things going on at work. My buddy has gout. I found out that that's actually a real thing.
Oh, snap.
Like, you know, like, when I was a kid, I always thought that gout was just something that old people got. And I guess as a kid, like late 30s, early 40s was old. But I thought it was like I thought it was like a boil on your foot, or I didn't even really know what it was. But it's a real thing.
I knew it was real. I just thought it was something you got when you were like old, like hella old, like 60s.
It's
high 50s, but no, apparently not.
It's a thing, and it's very painful, too.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
I had no idea. First of all, I guess I never really thought about what it was because I never knew anyone that had it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Google that. I don't feel like explaining it.
Yeah, do some research.
I'm not a fucking scientist.
Into gout, because during my life, gout was really just a joke, like a punchline. Like, used ironically.
Yeah, like polio or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or like what's another one? Syphilis? Is that still a thing?
Some that was like not existing anymore.
Yeah.
Like something that's been sort of dealt away with the modernization of time.
Oh, you got gout? Eat this moldy bread.
Yeah.
Penicillin.
And you know what I'm saying?
That's what I thought. But no, apparently it's a thing. I think that's what they do with like what you eat and like something about, what is it? Uric acid. I always say it wrong. Urinaric acid or something about urine and acid and stuff.
And I also thought it was mainly just from eating a lot of meat, like salted meats. That's what I thought it was. Just that. But apparently there's other
seafood,
stuff.
Seafood. It can come
that
from
acid, yeah,
red meat. Like, mm-hmm. Apparently it's more than that. I'm not going to discuss who it is. If you know, you know. We'll just say that. If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yo, shout out to my homie. Prayers to him, because that fucking sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
That fucking sucks. Yeah. So, yeah, work's been good. you know, so for that. Oh, shout out to Abby. Happy birthday. Today's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Do something dangerous yet amazing.
Yeah, she turned the big 2-8, so she's an old fucking turd. Old bitch. Nah, I love you, girl. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to this.
Do
she
something great.
Hear this. You know what? I'm going to make her hear it, because I know that sometimes she's such a supportive friend. She actually listens to, well, doesn't listen. I don't know if she listens to the podcast, but she definitely likes and watches the videos that we post on the at It's Pro Silly Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see her like some stuff every now and then. I'm like, oh my God, thank you, Abby.
Aww.
So I'm going to go ahead and shout out Abby Murphy. Make sure you guys check out her podcast, Breakup Breakdown. So good. Mm-hmm. If you like drama that does not belong to you and you love discussing other people's failures and their relationships, you're going to love it. I remember one time she did an episode about like where a woman found out that her grandson was actually her husband's son as well. Meaning
what?
He slept with their daughter. But he was the stepdad. But still, you know.
What kind of late 90s, early 2000s plot is this? Like, what? Wow. Yeah.
So her daughter got pregnant, and then her grandson is also her step-grandson?
Well, he's in the family now.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was a very, there's a lot of them. She's got some, and these are like breakups that are like, what the fuck? Like, it's insane.
Those seem crazy.
Yeah, so Breakup Breakdown podcast. Check that out if you love it. If you love the drama, I love it. It's amazing to listen to. It's one of those podcasts makes me go, fuck, I'm okay with being single right now. I think I'm okay. I will survive this alone.
Yeah.
All right, guys, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast as well as this YouTube channel. If you are on Spotify, you can leave comments down below each episode that you listen to. And if you're listening to this, guess what? We are now on YouTube, so you can watch the video of the full podcast episode. A lot of fun, a lot of things sometimes you may need to see. So take your butt on over there and see what's happening. All right. So it is time for our POC Excellence segment. That's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Whatever, dude. You're a strange, strange person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't forget it.
Oh, I won't forget it. First of all, we're both weird.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Let's just say that right now. But weird is fun. Like, normal people are boring, bro. Like, why would you want, like a normal person?
Normal people have their place. They have their place. But they're not, like, preferred by most people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think weird is more fun. It's spontaneous. You know what's going to happen, what they're going to say next, what they're going to do. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, as long as they don't like get you arrested or something.
You can even be like weird and Amish, like, you know what I mean? Like that doesn't
sound as much fun as us.
No, but I mean, I made that comparison to sort of like show that like your lack of amenities doesn't, or like your overall community and overall structure doesn't contribute to whether or not you're a normal person or not. Like, you can still show really amazing attributes regardless of the setting you've been brought into and the things you have access to.
Fam, who said the opposite of that?
Well, I just wanted to establish it just in case. Because, you know, you could have easily said, well, you didn't say that.
Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. All right, so our POC Excellence segment today, we're going to go ahead and give our flowers to someone very special. This is actually suggested by Demaje, our loyal listener.
Hey, love. Hey, appreciate
that. She sent this to me. Yeah. So here's the thing. I'm pretty smart. Like, I'm average smart. I'm not like a genius or anything, but the person I'm about to talk about definitely might be a genius, for sure a prodigy, if you will.
Oh.
We're talking about a 13-year-old Georgia resident. His name is Joshua Suddeth, I believe is how you say
it. That took a lot for you to get out just
it
now.
Was.
That was a lot for you.
It was. I was like, did I just Did I do that? Did I stutter
A little bit, but there was a moment just based off how you said it that the person's name was Georgia. Just based off like how you said it, I'm like, what?
I thought I said it. You know when you're thinking something and you think you said something that you were thinking, but maybe you actually didn't say it? Oh, wow.
She talks about me. She wants to talk about me.
Fam, you know that makes sense. God damn it. You know that makes sense. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Let's talk about this brilliant individual, okay?
So. Give me a... you know when you're laughing so hard, you don't even know why it's still happening. Like, this should be.
You just forget. You forget why you started laughing in the first place. You're just soaking in the laughter at this point.
Damn it. Anyways, this. Joshua Suddeth. No. Okay. I'm so sorry. Okay. Let's do this. No. Stop it. Okay, now I'm done. All right.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and give our flowers. Damn it. Son of a bitch. There's nothing funny happening. What the fuck?
You was doing this? So well, too. You were doing so good for those first couple seconds.
Here we go.
Okay.
Take 84.
All right, and a half.
Shout out to DiMaggio again for this.
Thank you, DiMaggio, for
like
all
she
of
has
this.
Something to do with this.
If it weren't for you, none of this would be happening right now.
All right, so there's actually several pages tagged on this. This is coming from Instagram page at My Mixtapes with a Z, the fourth quarterly _, and Hood Morning TV. Didn't even know that was a thing. Let me hit that follow button. Okay. So 13-year-old Joshua Suddeth is accepted to Morehouse College on his birthday at 13 years old, breaking Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s age record of 15. And this is according to 11 Alive. So Joshua has skipped several grades, jumping from second grade to fifth, then from seventh grade, and later 11th grade. Hmm. So by age 12, he received over 20 college acceptance letters from schools like Miles College, Shaw University, Tennessee State, and Jackson State. He's currently dual enrolled at Augusta Technical College, holding a 3.88 GPA with 27 credit hours completed.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not, because I just read this entire thing covering the camera. I was like, so this is the best way to see me.
I'm speaking about very important things right
yes,
now.
Yes, that's right. It says that by 9 months, Joshua was talking. By 18 months, he was reading at just 3 years old. And he wrote his first book at three.
That's amazing. What was it, like a Dr. Seuss kind of thing? Or
I
like...
have no idea what a three-year-old would have to write about, but a three-year-old with that mind... Maybe he's talking about the fact that his neck muscles are strong now. He can lift his head and shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably
he can stand upright.
It's probably the fundamentals of aerodynamics or something.
Yeah, it's like, oh, toddler things. I don't fucking know, bro. I just spent 20 minutes laughing at nothing. You can't ask me what I think about anything at this moment.
This kid, the three-year-old version of him upstairs in this room. I go, therefore, I got.
To goo or not to ga? That is the pregunta. He probably speaks Spanish at three too. Who knows? So flowers to Joshua Suddeth. I mean, this guy, yo, keep him protected. Keep him in your prayers, because he's going to do amazing things
for
this world.
He already has. So I can only imagine next couple years, what he's going to be able to pull off with the knowledge he's about to absorb.
Oh, yeah.
So good job, buddy, and good luck, all right? Because I'm sure some weird think tank is going to scoop you up soon and have you thinking of all kinds of weird stuff that we won't be able to see because of just government clearance.
Mm.
So, hey, here's my advice to you. Always work private, all right? All right, private sector.
Thank you for giving the 13-year-old genius advice on success. Okay, so next, secrets. We all have them, some big, some small. And I came across a few that I want to share next on the Professionally Silly podcast. I made it without
you. Did
laughing.
I'm so proud of you.
But I also covered my face for 20 minutes. I came across a couple of things in my lifetime that I've noticed about myself early on, actually. But definitely as I've gotten older, I seem to have one of those faces where people just tell me shit. I think I have like one of those faces, right? So like I decided to kind of like share something with you before we actually get to the audio. I want to share with you, which is when I went to Savannah, and we went to Savannah for the St. Patrick's Day celebration. Me and the youth group members, which sounds crazy, of the big show. And I misunderstood one of the things that we had to do for the contest. So I thought we had to go around and get confessions of other people and record it and bring it in for content. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, which actually is a great idea. I have no idea why they didn't just say that.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. I can understand why you thought that.
Yeah, really. Like what the fuck? So apparently that's not what they wanted. So I said, oh, well, I'll play it on my podcast. So I have two pieces of audio for my cell phone that I want to share with you of these two random women. One of them, I think, was a stripper. We were literally at the strip club, I think, when I was doing this.
Oh, word.
When I was doing one of them.
And that's a great place to make connections.
Oh, you know it. So I figured we would I would share those with you. But first, I came across some other interesting confessions online here. And it's coming from, what is this website? Ah, no, it is this one. Ah, BuzzFeed, of course.
Ah, the classic.
BuzzFeed.com, the classics. So this one says here, I'm female and a male ex of mine loves dressing up in women's clothes, especially lacy underwear, silky 90s, etc. He was really scared he was going to die and his family would find all this stuff. So he keeps it in an old suitcase of mine with my name, flight tags, and address on it.
Wow.
So it looks like I've left it at his house. I personally think they'll still be surprised as I don't wear anything fancy, just jeans, black t-shirts, etc. But it keeps him happy. So she just shared someone else's confession, which I love.
Yeah, she had to get the secret she was holding off her chest.
Yes.
The secret she was holding for someone else.
Yeah, get that off your chest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I guess I kind of understand like why you would want to keep that a secret if you don't want anybody to find that out about you. And I got to say that's actually kind of smart thinking. It's a little overkill, but smart thinking.
I mean, that's definitely not what I would have done in as far as like
prep. How would you hide the fact that you wear women's underwear? How would you hide that?
A safe?
A safe? So when you die, they can still get into your safe. Why else would you have women's underwear in a safe? That brings up more questions.
I'll be dead.
Because if I came across your place after you died and I opened up your safe and you have a bunch of women's underwear, I'm going to think these are like your trophies from the women you have serial killed. That's the first thing I'm going to think.
Well, they won't be able to find the bodies. So, I mean, that neither be here nor there. All
I'm
right.
Just telling you what I would think.
Yeah.
Like, yo, fam, I had no idea Wes was a fucking serial killer. This is crazy.
You think you know a guy, right?
You think you know a guy. All right. So our next one is, I smoke weed. I'm an old lady now. I've smoked weed for 52 years. Now, for us, that's not much of a secret, but maybe at the time where she grew up, it was kind of a taboo thing. So I get that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm high right now. Fuck it.
During the time of reefer madness and all of that, you know, it was very much frowned upon for a multitude of reasons. So I can see, you know, that stigma still sort of being on her from that time.
Yeah. Let's do categories. Names, different names for weed. All right, I think it's like this. Right?
I think so.
Yeah, here we go. So. Categories, names of different weed. No concentration, no hesitation. Something else they say. I'm going to go first. Reefer.
Tree.
Ganja.
Joint.
That's what?
I mean,
blunt.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh,
that's not a different word for weed. That's just a different way to smoke it.
Well, I mean, that's what they refer to it as. It's, you know, as
you could have said green. You could have said a bunch of different things. Anyways, you lose. All right, so let's go on to the next rant.
No prep. I wasn't ready.
I mean, that's why these games are fun. So this next one is another confession. I worked in a gift shop in a swanky neighborhood, and one time a woman came in looking around, and obviously I asked her if she needed help. So we started chatting at first about the products, but then she told me that she has no family because her dad killed her mom and siblings. So now she's left with all the money. It was very creepy. I was 18 and alone in that shop.
Whoa.
That is a lot to share with someone you don't know. I gotta say.
Well, I guess they were doing with you what you're doing with us, or whatever outlet that was, BuzzFeed, because they needed to get that off their chest. It was weighing them down very heavily.
That's a lot. Why don't you join me over here for a screen grab here, for a screenshot? Shocked face because you just heard that. So, a thumbnail alert, maybe. I got to say, wow, if I'm going to share something with a stranger, it is definitely not going to be that immediately. Give me a few drinks and I might share it.
But
not in sobriety. The fuck? That's a lot.
That's just a lot.
It is a lot.
And you know what? I kind of get it. It's kind of like the whole confessional philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, well, I'm never going to see this person again. So,
That's true. She is now going to be a story that woman shares the rest of her life.
Yeah, maybe I can get some shit off with this person conceptually will never see again. So, like, it doesn't really matter, judge or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I can get some someone with not a clean slate, but with an objective reason with no bias against me. You know what I mean? But, you know, and I'm not going to hold you. I think I've done that, I think I've, like, been somewhere at a bar or a party or something like that, and like, someone has confided in me, like, randomly. You know what I'm saying? Or the opposite. Like, I sort of, like, sort of got into some shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about something. Maybe around the time mom died or something like that. Who knows? You know what I mean? So, I get it.
So you're going to mention that your dad killed your family while you're shopping at a thrift store? I think my reaction is, we have used Beanie Babies in aisle two.
I mean, it depends on those deals. It depends on those deals.
All right, so let's go on to the next one here. This reads the confession. This lady I'd met a couple of times at a coffee shop told me her secret to attracting men. She says she sticks a finger in her vagina and dabs a secretion on her neck like perfume. She says it works like crazy. It's hard to keep a straight face when I saw her after that.
Yeah, that's actually a thing, unfortunately.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's called like cutting.
Like pheromones or some shit?
I forgot what it's called.
It's called gross.
But yeah, that's the thing.
No, it's called gross.
There's no real validity to it because most of these individuals are single, so I don't think it's working to the full extent they would like it to. But I mean, if your partner likes it, then two thumbs way up. All right.
No, she's doing it to attract men. They're not even her partners.
I know. I know.
A lot.
Not great. not great. Not great. You might want to change it up. Switch it up just a tad.
All right. I found the confessions. All right. So I've got, these are the confessions I was telling you guys about when I went to Savannah. So I'm going to play this for you guys. The first one was when I was at The Rail. This is like a dope, like a bar. I got so lit there on my 21st birthday. I tried to go home with a homeless man. Yeah, I was really lit. Oh. I mean, I was lit. Lit. Thank you, Brooke, if you're listening still, for saving me from that. Okay, so here we go. First confession from the rail. I haven't heard this, actually. I'm drunk as fuck.
I am very drunk in Savannah, Georgia. And I met someone who's getting married. And she has a St. Patrick's Day confessional. Go ahead, Miss Kayla.
Okay, well, this is a little embarrassing, but my fiance, he sleeps in his jeans sometimes.
Aww.
He sleeps in his jeans. That is so weird.
That is a little weird, but that's okay.
I was so drunk, I forgot. Yeah, I was super drunk. That was upstairs was the part of the karaoke bar. So I had already, I think at that point, I just did a shot of Jack.
Yeah.
That was the night that I had to pass out. That was why.
Good night. Good night. I get, you know, on the confessional scale, that's pretty low.
Yeah, it is pretty low.
You know, it's not bad.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this next one. It's interesting. This one is coming from a club called Temptations.
Ooh.
It's a strip club.
Great setting for a secret.
And, yeah, I'm not going to tell you the stripper's name because I don't want her to get in trouble. But I don't think she's going to get in trouble. Let's just play.
It's a You'll spice. See.
Yeah.
What's your name, Sarah?
Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah. Sarah. Bert Show fam, this is my best friend, Sarah, this evening. Sarah, do you have a St. Patrick's Day confessional?
Yes. So after working in the strip club for 20 years, you'd think titties would be the main thing. Every St. Patrick's Day, I see more dick than I do boobs because they all like to pee in the trash can.
Holy shit. Thank you, Sarah. So check this out. If you're...
Yeah,
well,
that
all
was,
right.
That's
well, all
gross
right.
to think about.
Had that shit loaded up, it sound like, too. Like, she's been pondering it for quite some time.
Yeah, she was ready for that. Men... Stop peeing in trash cans? Is that what we take from that?
Find more discreet places to pee.
Yes. Like a bathroom.
Or a tree somewhere in the back.
I mean, they're at the strip club. Go to the fucking bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good point. Go to the bathroom. If you're in an establishment, just go.
Yeah, just go.
I knew I had a buddy who we got drunk one night and... It was at this bar, it was like a VR bar, and we're super smacked. And what a couple people, you know, chopping it up, turned to my right, and he's super smacked peeing in the corner of the little area that we bought out.
Wait. He's peeing inside the bar?
Yeah.
In the corner?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. But, like, the place was so chaotic, nobody noticed. I'm the only one that noticed he peed in the corner.
Wow.
I'm the only one.
Do you know if anyone found it later and was like, what the fuck? Like,
Not my area. Not my area.
You have no idea.
No idea.
I feel bad for that staff member who's like, is this fucking pee? Oh, man.
I mean, would you rather have to clean up pee or throw up?
Oh.
Or poo. That's a three.
I mean, none of those.
Of course,
great.
None of them. Of course, that's what makes it so appealing.
It's not appealing. Why would you give me a choice? I think if that's the case, then
I mean,
I'm just going to quit.
From mine,
I don't want to be a part of that. That's disgusting. Thank you for that. It was like fuck, marry, kill. Would you rather? No.
New game.
I just found out something about the Oscars that completely shocked me. I'm going to share that with you guys next. Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. There's a lot of things happening in this episode today.
Uh-huh, yeah, right? what's this Oscar thing you want to
shut up. I'm getting there. Okay, huh. So here's the thing. When I think about people earning awards or earning accolades and achievements and things like that, I definitely feel like there is some sort of research that is done in order to figure out what's going to be what. But here's the thing. It has come out recently that the Academy is now implementing a new rule that members must now watch all nominated films in each category to be eligible to vote in the final round for the Oscars, meaning at one, they weren't even doing that to begin with. They weren't even watching the movies that they were handing out awards to. Mm-hmm. What the? I did not know that.
Yeah, it was mainly based off of like influence, either influence or they would be shown clips.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'd be bribed for yeah. their vote. You know, yeah. the whole gambit of how it happened. I think it happens. But yeah, like it was actually kind of rare that they would actually watch the full movie in its entirety, and they liked the movie, therefore giving their vote to that particular film.
Pretty much the Oscars is just like you know, politics right now. I mean, obviously we already knew that, but like I thought they would at least watch some of the movie, like. The whole, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Yeah. It's another reminder. Well,
that makes a lot of sense to the people that have won in the past. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh, yeah, no.
Versus those who they were up against.
No doubt. I mean, it's another example of, like, the system is very flawed and very rigged. And
very Caucasian.
And, yep. and very made by them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know? So, I mean, that's fine. But, I mean, it's... all it does is remind me, like, oh, okay, cool. It makes sense why, dang it, what was that Jack Nicholson movie? I just forgot the name of it that fast. It won an Oscar, like, the year before the Batman came out. So, 88, 89?
Don't ask me, bitch. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
I didn't watch the Oscars in 88, so.
What were you doing?
I was, like, 2. Could barely hold my neck up.
Were you working on your novel?
All right, shut up. No, I didn't write my first book until I was like in my 20s.
Late.
Fuck you. All right, so we got 2 new celebrity marriages. Check this out. Congratulations to Kristen Stewart, who married Dylan Meyer or Mayer in a backyard ceremony at their LA home. So Bella is married. Sorry, Jacob. Sorry, Edward. She likes the vagine. All about that kitty, kitty, cat, huh?
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah, best of luck to y'all.
Yeah, good luck to you guys, man. Another amazing celebrity couple. This one actually might be my favorite of the two. Tiger King's Joe Exotic gets married to fellow prison inmate while serving 21-year sentence for a murder plot. Aren't they just a beautiful couple?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Aww. That's good to know everyone's finding their person.
Mm-hmm. Joe Exotic tweets, never, which he has a Twitter, that's crazy, you're in prison, you tweet, never been more proud of someone. Meet my husband, Jorge Flores Maldonado. Maldonado.
There.
Maldonado. My bad. I didn't see that A or the N. mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I know.
I was just going to say, even jail can't stop true love. That's all I was going to say.
Aww. I want to hear their story. It's just like, oh, one day he dropped the soap and... Or, oh, one day he saved me from being shanked. Or, oh, one day I woke up and he was, like, doing things to me. I don't know. I'm sure prison isn't all bad, I guess.
Well, I mean, I'm sure between lunch and your designated outside time, I'm sure amazing things happen, all right? They're a testimony to that.
Yeah. Aw. Huh. Well, I guess the LGBTQIA+ community's got... 4 more doves in the sky of love. I'm probably going to cut that out. That was horrible.
No, it was great. Keep that in.
We're going to go ahead and finish up this podcast episode with a fun game of 50-50. If you have not heard us play this game in the past, you were in for a treat? Question mark. Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So if you are new to the podcast and you've never heard us play 50-50 or follow me on socials when I've done it, it is pretty much disgusting for us Well, I guess half and half could be.
So gross. So gross.
So it is a Reddit thread called 5050. The words are spelled out. And pretty much what they're doing is they're showing you a piece of blurred image. I'm not going to show you exactly what's here, but I will show you what the page looks like. So this is 5050. If I go up, it's going to be a blurred image. You're not going to be able to actually see it until you actually click the image. The interesting part of this is that you will know exactly what it is because it does give you a description in the captions. You can kind of see what it is. And then once you click it, you're going to figure it out real quick. If you're listening to this via podcast, you will know what it is by how loud we scream, which I will be sure to move the microphone further away once before we click anything, just to make sure.
Get closer. Get closer. All right, it's going to get real.
It's going to get loud. So volume alert at this moment. You ready, dude?
Mm-hmm, I'm ready.
All right, so our first one was posted about 2 days ago, and it says it could be a miniature house or a crushed finger after playing nights with sticks. What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know, but go to
playing
blur.
Nights with sticks?
I don't even know.
All right, I'm moving my microphone.
Okay, so what did they say it was? It was either the finger thing or what was it? A miniature house? Okay, so go down.
Here we go.
Go down. I'm going to go with the house. I'm going with the house.
I think it's the finger thing for some reason. But I don't know what nights and sticks is. What is that? What is that? All right. Moving my mic away.
They're normally not coming hot out the gate, so.
You don't know. It's 2 days.
I don't know.
Put the mic away. Move it. In case you scream. You're going to blow their ears out and your own. Here we go.
Do the thing.
Go! Okay, so it was a broken finger.
That was a lot of meat. A lot of exposed meat.
A lot of finger meat. Let's go to the next one. That was so gross. So that's how you know what it was. I'm not going to show you the picture because it's really gross. Also, I don't know how YouTube is going to handle that. Okay. A baseball bat on a blue couch or a severed leg after an accident with a cement mixer. Bro, that's a leg.
Well, let's go with the leg.
Bro,
leg for
that
200.
Is a leg.
Leg for 200.
I'm going to show y'all the blurred part. This is what we're seeing. If you're on YouTube, you can see this. If you're listening to this on the podcast, come on over to YouTube and check this out. So that's... I should have showed you guys the first time. But anyways, that's the leg. That's got to be a leg. How is that? There's nothing blue in this. It says blue bat on a blue couch. That's not blue. All right, leg.
Let's see. Oh.
I'm trying not to look at it so I can get out of there. Oh.
That was gross.
I was trying so hard not to look at it so I can scroll up. If that was a severed leg.
That was gross. They meant it too. Severed.
Oh, it looked like someone just ripped it out of something. Oh, God. I was going to do three, but I feel like two's enough.
I really hope that guy had insurance.
I think two's enough. What do you think?
I mean, I can do one more, there's a chance the last one's going to be the not gross version.
Fam, the choice is smashed tomatoes at La Tomatina event. Or it is a chainsaw kickback injury.
I'm going with the chainsaw.
Dude, that looks like a chainsaw.
Big money on the chainsaw.
Oh my God. I move my mic. I already know I'm a loud person. I usually don't do three in a row like that, bro. Scroll up. Oh, that's so gross. Oh, we should have stopped that too.
That was so gross. That was a lot of meat. That was a lot of open meat. Oh, my man. God,
that man will never walk again.
Ooh, that's going to be a lot of stitches.
Oh, my God. I'm done, bro. That's we're done with fitting Jesus Christ.
That's at least 4 weeks rehabilitation.
4 weeks?
At least.
That man needs a new leg.
Well.
Oh, my God.
At least it wasn't severed.
Shut up. You're such a piece of shit. If there's one thing you can take from this podcast episode, it's he's not very like squeamish at all.
Well, do you forget what age we grew up in?
Yeah,
we grew up in the old.
We used to watch Rotten Tomatoes.
We grew up in the old internet.
Yeah,
all right, the old internet was the wild, wild west of stuff.
Millennial like, internet was crazy.
You could just bump into stuff. Like
I don't
this
know
now.
How I wasn't abducted. Honestly,
I
shouldn't be here. Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. Well, there you go. But professionally silly life rules. What we learned is millennials are pretty much we're gods.
Yeah, we're gross gods.
Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties, and I love your faces. But most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. If you haven't already, go ahead, click that thumbs up button if you're watching on YouTube, and leave a 5-star rating and review if you're listening on a podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That's extremely helpful. And subscribe if you're actually listening or watching on YouTube. That'd be awesome. And if it's your first time listening to the podcast, do know that this is now available via video. You get to see our reactions to things, a lot of embarrassing moments. The fact that I laughed for 82 minutes in this episode, that you can see that.
You get to see me do this.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Because they can see it now.
You could have done this without, like, doing this.
That was nice.
Yeah, that's for the podcast, for the video podcast. If you're not watching, you just missed out. And if you're watching, you're like, I think I'll just go audio now.
Yeah, not worth it.
Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and also the podcast Facebook group, Professionally Silly Podcast Group on Facebook. We're right there. Have a good time with us there. And you can leave whatever comments and things like that you are able to post in there. So feel free. Check out the show notes. You can follow us both, our social medias, DJ Hey Cousin and myself. All of our information is down below. And my Linktree has all of my stuff. And he's got Linktree. And it's a lot going on. So just click. If you are interested in sending anything, our P.O. box is down below as well in the description box / show notes. P.O. box, Amber Smiles Jones. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones.
And your audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin, all right? Wes Roberts, you're welcome.
On your verbal ones and twos.
Fick it.
Nice. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. I'm going to leave you guys with this. History classes are only going to get longer and harder as time goes by. And for us Americans, more embarrassing. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Wow. No, I was moving the microphone, and I was thinking about how I was laughing earlier, so I exploded in laughter again. And then I realized the mic was getting too close to me, so the sound was loud as fuck. And that's when we go like this. Like, oh, my God, my ears. Shut up. Did you say jibba jabba? I love a good jibba jabba. There's something about those jibba jabbas.
Oh, all these fancy doodabs.
Ooh, I love a
a good do-a-dob. Ain't nothing like a good whatchamacallit, I tell you what.
I tell you who.
I tell you why. All right, where is it at? Ah, there it is. Okay. Yo, come on. Stop playing.
Oh, my God.
That was so loud.
What? The sound of the mic hitting your upper lip? Because that's what I saw.
Actually, that's not even what happened. I never even touched the mic. That's the funny part. What happened was, this isn't recording. That's probably Joseph Sutton. That's not even his name. That's Joshua Suddeth. God damn it. Excuse me. I just... Stop laughing at me. In his defense, he's been drinking. I don't know. He's just weird.
I've been drinking vitamin C pouches. Drinking that.
They're decent. You know what I almost said? I was going to say you had pussy COVID. That's an inside joke. You don't have to worry about that. Okay, so, this is not a great way to segue.
That was a great segue. Great. Let's go right into it.
All of that is going into the bloopers reel. All right. Amber, you heard what you just said.
Yeah, you know what you said.